Ready? Okay, welcome everybody to the Marlington Local School District Board of Education regular meeting, June 20th, 2019, 7 o'clock p.m. We'll start with the invocation from Mr. Knoll.
All right, bow your heads, please. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to meet here tonight and to be of service to the great school district in Marlington. We just ask you to be with us. Our conversations tonight and decisions made, Lord, that they would forward this district for the improvement of our staff and our students. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dr. Mason, can you read the mission statement, please?
In collaboration with staff, community, parents, and students, the Marlington Local School District will develop lifelong learners who understand and apply knowledge and demonstrate excellence in pursuing the highest standards with effective intervention to challenge every student.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Carolyn Gabriel.
Here.
Thomas Hipley.
Here.
Karen Humphreys.
Here.
Scott Mason.
Here.
Mark Ryan.
Here. Adoption of meeting agenda. Any additions or corrections?
No, sir.
Okay. Recommend that the Marlington Local Board of Education adopt the following agenda for the June 20th, 2019 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll.
Carolyn Gabriel?
Yes.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphreys?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. Recognition.
Well, last month, as you remember, we honored a lot of folks in the district. One of that group was 20 year, and we forgot this good-looking guy right here. All right, he slid on the radar because his first couple years in the district weren't in the same kind of like position. So on our master list that we have, he was overlooked, but no longer. So this is Mr. Ben Davis and all the technology that you see here at this table and all the hands of our kids in this district are because of this guy right here. He's the guy behind the scenes, what they call that network guy. So when things are going great, nobody knows who he is. But when things are a little slower on work, they find him. But we want to thank Ben, and I'm going to thank you personally. I know you and I do a lot of work and do a lot of talking about technology in this district, and we're where we're at because of people like Ben. So 20 years. Congratulations.
Thank you, Ben.
Yep.
Okay, next item, public participation.
We have Mary Sherman.
Speak wherever you want, Mary.
Mary Sherman, Mauber Township. A lot has happened since the board meeting on May 16th. My husband and I attended the fifth grade graduation at Mauber Elementary. Mrs. Mort, I guess you call her the former principal, made a very eloquent closing statement. She told us all that our voices counted, but Mrs. Mort was wrong because if our voices counted, Mauber Elementary would not be closed. We returned home from that to find a notice in the Alliance Review about a special board meeting scheduled for June 2nd, a Sunday at 2 o'clock, 1 hour before the graduation of the seniors at Mount Union. Needless to say, we were surprised and could only surmise why this meeting was scheduled when the board and the administration knew Mrs. Gabriel was out of town. Maybe they didn't want her comments on the record. I don't know. Then I attended the Marlboro Township Trustees meeting on June 3rd, where board member Mark Ryan gave a presentation to the trustees about the closing of Marlboro. And during the citizens' comments section, the trustees read a statement against the closing of Marlboro, asking the board to reconsider and open Marlboro back up. On June 10th, the Alliance Review printed an article on the Marlboro trustees' meeting, which was very exciting because they don't print a lot about Marlboro. And to our surprise, there was not a mentioning of the statement by the board of trustees against the closing or the fact that they asked them to reopen the elementary school. So I called the editor of the Alliance Review, of course, and we got into a discussion regarding this, and I just wanted to know why they withheld information from their readers. And the editor of the Review made a statement that she reported on the information about the municipality of Marlborough Township. How the elementary does not fall into that, I don't know, but it didn't. Then she asked me how I voted on the bond issue and told me that if I contacted a group out there, I could get this information on their website. Needless to say, I emailed the Canton Repository, the publisher, and expressed my concerns that information was being filtered. So yes, it was a very exciting month, and thank heavens the Alliance Review did acquiesce and print a little article where you could go and get the actual minutes from the trustees meeting where you could read the statement. That's it.
Thank you, Mary.
Anymore.
No, I have them. Okay. Okay. Move on to old business?
Yes, sir. So I'd like to recommend a motion to approve our second reading and adoption of the board policies as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Can we do the second?
Dr. Mason, there. Any discussion?
I just had question on the use of social media policy 7544. Mrs. Sutton, could you just briefly go over that as far as how you chose the options that went into that policy as well as the specific section in regard to the staff being allowed to use district devices and personal devices for personal use during work hours as long as it doesn't interfere with their work? And how we're going to monitor that. If you could just maybe a few brief comments on that.
Well, if I would have known that question was coming up, I could have been better prepared. So let me briefly, because that question was not addressed at the first meeting. So let me find that policy. And what specifically is your question? I'm sorry.
I know NEOLA underwrites these policies, but then there's different options that we can choose as a district. And I guess, what is the process for you to choose which options go into our policy and then the specific clause in regard to the personal use of district and personal devices during work hours? How are we going to monitor that and what guidelines are we going to have in place to make sure that works out for us?
So the options that are provided to us, we fit those with our current standards, what currently is in place, what current practices we have, and or current policies that we have. We also adopt according to the law. So if the law says we need to select a certain choice, that's what we select. As far as staff use of their personal device during work hours, it's very hard to disseminate, especially with professional staff and even classified staff, when they can't use their personal device because we use them for everything. We have our safety application is embedded on our personal devices, so if we have a crisis, they have to go to their personal device to use that safety app. It's called Navigate.
Mm-hmm.
We use it to communicate with parents. We use it to communicate with staff members. If parents request information about students, we use our personal devices oftentimes to communicate with parents. We use our personal devices to communicate amongst each other. Teachers communicate, staff communicate. If teachers or staff members are out on the playground, they may use their personal devices to communicate. So it's really hard to disseminate.
Right, but it's the piece that says they're allowed to use it for personal use. I mean, as long as it doesn't interfere with their work, with their ability to work.
I think what she's asking is if they're using our equipment.
Well, or theirs, either one. It's the doing the personal, you know, the personal items during the work hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
so we have a web filter, and we also have the ability to monitor if they're on sites that are not either approved, they're not going to be allowed through because our web filter will stop them from accessing. That includes certain applications on their phone. We've been able to open up the door and close the door as needed. And then that goes for staff as well.
And then there's guidelines that go along with this then? Right,
the administrative guidelines?
Right.
Yes.
And they're updated at this point, or once we approve these, then you work on
then we'll go look
process.
Back and look
okay.
at those. Right.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
That's just a little battery.
Okay. Any more discussion on that? Call the roll, Ryan.
Carolyn Gabert.
Yes.
Thomas Hipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphreys.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes. New business. Carolyn?
I recently attended a couple OSBA, OS School Board Association workshops. I attended the Board Leadership Institute on April 26th and 27th. And just a brief overview of a couple of the speakers. Dr. Mike Thompson, a well-known motivational speaker, delivered a talk on Be Someone's Reason, referring to everyone who is involved in education. He said to hire for character, train for skill, and develop a strong moral compass. Then this was followed by several breakout sessions over the 2 days on a variety of leadership and financial topics. And then we heard an update from the State House regarding upcoming changes to the biennium budget. And then on May 20th, I attended a social media workshop, The Good, Bad, and Ugly is what it was called. The seminar addressed many of the legal and practical issues that are challenging school districts today as a result of students and staff using and misusing technology and social media. Issues such as internet safety and social media policies were discussed. The keynote speaker was Jesse Weinberger, who presented many thought-provoking ideas regarding the topic, including maintaining a proper balance between technology and good old-fashioned book learning. And then OSBA and NEOLA teamed up to offer social media policies and guidelines at the end.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
Okay. So I'd like to recommend a motion to approve the 2019-20 student handbooks as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
Is there any major changes?
Well, we had
a grading scale.
Yeah, grading scale. Yeah, we cleaned it up a little bit. Took the AP stuff out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had a dress code update for proper use of hair and hair color. So that seems to always be an issue.
Orange is allowed now?
Well, I would say that. Orange is better than other colors. Okay. But basically, the high school administration, middle school, just landed on as long as it doesn't disturb the educational environment, it's okay. But if there's something that's drastic, they're going to need to deal with it.
That includes staff, too.
Staff as well. Yeah.
Well, school board presidents.
Hair doesn't seem to be an issue for all of us. I don't know. That was too easy, Doc. I'm sorry. That was too easy. Yeah. Other than that, Doug, bye.
In the handbook, there was the advanced placement paragraphs were crossed out. We're done with the advanced placement. We're not going to go back to that at any point in time. And
we have no plans to reacquaint with advanced placement courses.
What would be the advantages or disadvantages of?
Advanced placement courses are not universally accepted as college credits.
Versus CCP.
Versus CCP, which is universally accepted as a transfer, yeah.
So advanced placement is not accepted by all colleges, only some? Is that what you're saying?
It's accepted, and it usually depends on how they did on the test, which is usually requires the students to pay additionally to take the AP test.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, that doesn't come in until after most students schedule for their freshman year, the seniors, it doesn't come in, those scores don't come in until late summer. So the students are left hanging as to what, do I need this course or don't I need this course?
Mm-hmm.
So CCP is clearly, I think, a better choice for our students than AP.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gabert.
Yes.
Tom Sibley?
Yes.
Karen Humphreys?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. Out-of-state field trips. I know this might be early, but I've asked our folks to get those in a timely manner, and they have responded, which I greatly appreciate. Recommend motion to approve the out-of-state field trip for Duke Street and Dutch's Voices to go to Western Michigan University, performing the Vocal Jazz Festival in Kalamazoo, Michigan on March 27th
through March 29 of 2020.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll.
Carolyn Gabor?
Yes.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. Recommend motion to approve the out-state field trip for the ski club. Travel to Pecan Peak in New York on February 15.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Carolyn Gabor?
Yes.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. And recommend motion to approve the out-state field trip for the band to travel to New York City from April 23rd to 26th, 2020, perform on the deck of the USS Trek.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion?
That should be pretty
How
cool.
How did that happen?
It's pretty cool. Mr. Pendergast lined that up.
Oh.
Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gabriel?
Yes.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. Recommend motion to approve the out-state field trip for seventh graders to travel to Ohio Stadium, Kings Island, the Air Force Museum, and the Columbus Zoo, and an overnight stay in Covington, Kentucky on June 1st and 2nd, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Carolyn Gabor?
Yes.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. And recommend motion to approve the out-state field trip for our eighth graders to travel to Washington, D.C. on May 27, 2029, 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Carolyn Gabor?
Yes.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. Treasurer, Mr. Jones.
Letter A. 1. Recommend motion to approve minutes of the following meetings: special and regular meeting held May 16th, and the special meeting held June 2nd, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
I'll be abstaining from the motion since the special meeting was scheduled without calling me and discussing my schedule with me.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gamer.
Abstain.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes.
B, financial resolutions. Recommend motion to approve financial reports and overview of receipts and expenditures for the period ending May 31, 2019, as presented.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion?
These are the regular reports in Dropbox.
Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gabrick?
Yes.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes.
2, recommend the motion to approve donations as presented.
I so move.
Second. Have a donation from Pegasus Farm to the Marlington Horticulture Department in the amount of $100. Donation from Rochester Institute of Technology to the High School Robotics Club in the amount of $60. Donation from the Marlboro Supply Company to the High School SAD program for District Go Buckets in the amount of $50.
Any discussion? Call roll.
Carolyn Gabrick?
Yes.
Tom Sipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes.
3, recommend the motion to approve the activity purpose clause budget statements for the 2019-2020 school year as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
These are our budgets and statements for all of our student activity clubs and our district ran activities as well, including principal funds, staff welfare funds. We're required to have these on file so that they establish their budgets, they can spend money beginning next fiscal year.
What's the reference on the attachment for that one?
The reference on the attachment?
What's it called?
What's the name of it?
It is Budgets, I think, 2019.
Budgets.
Yeah, it's a big file.
Okay. Any more discussion? Call roll.
Carolyn Gambrick?
Yes.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphreys?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes.
Four, recommend the motion to approve the fiscal year 2019 revenue budget revisions as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
This revenue revision is in the amount of $1 million, and that is the transfer coming from, which we will approve in a separate item here momentarily, transfer coming from the general fund to the permanent improvement fund to be able to do the high school window and air conditioning project.
In anticipation of doing this, we're good with the monies available to support our education and have enough money to pay this bill. That's not going to put us in a harmful situation, taking $1 million out of the general fund.
No, in this coming year, no. We're fine to be able to pay all educational things plus
we'll
this
stay
project.
At the level that they are.
I'm going to defer to Mr. Nolmar on that, but yes, to my knowledge, yes.
We're not going to miss a beat when it comes to teaching and learning. That's our number one priority.
Any more discussion? Call the roll.
Carolyn Gabrick?
Yes.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphreys?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes.
Recommend the motion to approve the fiscal year 2019 appropriation revision as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
This is to show the transfer on the other side, the expense side, from the general fund to the permanent improvement fund. There are a couple other just reductions in the 022 fund to reduce for tournament accounts, essentially for season outcomes. We budget always more money than we need in those accounts because when we host events, we host tournament games, we have to pay those out of the 022 fund, and this year we just didn't host as many games, so that's a reduction for that. And then the reduction in the 019 fund is for education and innovation grant funds that were not spent this year, so that's that reduction.
Any more discussion? Call the roll.
Carolyn Gabrick.
Yes.
Thomas Hipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphreys.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes.
Six, recommend the motion to approve fiscal year 2020 revenue budget revisions as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Second. These are to establish our revenue for our estimated revenue, our budget for fiscal year 2020. This is another attachment to the agenda. We look at the official certificate of estimated resources that the auditor's office issues us, and then I make some adjustments for what I think is going to line up with what we're going to actually receive in these funds. And then we have the revised amount that we're approving tonight for revenue. And we'll amend this. This will take place and get amended, you know, throughout the year. So,
to understand you completely, the state estimates what they're going to give us. We don't actually
we're getting. This is from the auditor's office. So what the auditor does is it looks at your tax budget. It looks at all the levies and the amounts and rates that you pass.
Okay.
And it looks at your historical information that I provide to them that you guys approve in January and in March. And they develop their certificate of estimated resources, which is essentially revenue. Resources mean revenue to them. And so essentially they give that out and then we make revisions to that throughout the year, which is what schools do. So they are charged with giving that document, though. That's part of their, but we have to do it.
Any more discussion?
No.
Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Tom Sipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphreys.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes.
Seven, recommend the motion to approve the resolution establishing the permanent appropriations for fiscal year 2020 as presented.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion.
These are, again, attached to the meeting. And this is what allows us, this is our expenditures, appropriations mean expenditures essentially. So these are budgeted amounts again, and we will revise these as the year moves forward. This is so that we can spend money once we get to 7-1 of 19 without this sort of measure. You're not allowed to spend any money as a school district. So.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gabrick?
Yes.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes.
8, recommend the motion declaring it necessary to renew an existing current expense tax levy and requesting the Stark County Auditor to certify the total current tax valuation of the school district and the dollar amount of revenue that would be generated by that renewal levy as presented.
I so moved.
Second.
Discussion?
This is the first of two resolutions to take and put the current, you know, the current levy that's up for renewal on the ballot. So this is the resolution of necessity, and then once this is passed, I take this to the county auditor and they certify the millage and the dollar amount. It'll come back, and then in July, we will act on the second resolution. I'll take these two resolutions with the county auditor's millage certification and dollar certification to the Board of Elections, and then that's what allows us to file it there, and that's what puts it on the ballot in November. The deadline is August 7th of 2019. We have to have the second resolution done before then, so I would have time to go to the Board of Elections and make the filing.
Do you know what portion of budget this is?
We have two 8.5 mil renewal levies, essentially, that are current expense or operating levies. This one is worth 1.5 million approximately. We will get an updated amount from the auditor once we do the certification process, as they look at the valuation currently. So it may go up a little bit from that number.
And what is the portion of our budget that pays for staff, teachers, and?
So that is your operating. I mean, essentially that is your 001, your general fund. And so this money is going to the general fund.
So if we don't have this money, we can't pay teachers.
Correct. This is an operating levy.
All staff.
It's all staff.
All staff.
Yes.
All our programs. You know,
we have a permanent improvement levy, and that goes to the permanent improvement fund. It doesn't go to the general fund. The difference there.
And we are asking for this as a renewal, that's correct?
Renewal, yes.
And 5 years?
Yes, 5 years, which has been done as far back as I could look in our levy history since it's, you know, came to existence. Yep.
And this will actually decrease to the taxpayers in April once the Nexus pipeline kicks in? What's collected from the taxpayers? Would that affect this?
In theory, yes, but I'm not going to say that just because I don't want to be on the hook for that. But, yeah, current expense levies are governed by something called House Bill 920. And so what happens is as valuation goes up, okay, the millage reduces to bring in the same amount of money as when it was originally passed. So this 8.5 mil levy is not collecting at 8.5 mils right now currently. I don't have the number. I don't have it in front of me. Otherwise, I'd give you that. But, yeah, theoretically, yes. But there's all the, you know, is that a guarantee? No, because it depends on all the other valuation of the district and what it does as well. So,
any more discussion? Call the roll.
Carolyn Gabrick.
Yes.
Thomas Hipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphries.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes.
9, recommend the motion to establish the following new funds. This is the 430-90-20 Motorcycle Safety and Education Fund and the Permanent Improvement 003-9336 High School Air Conditioning and Window Project Fund. A little bit about these. And I'll let Joe talk a little bit about motorcycle. You want to do that one? And I'll take the next one.
Sure. As I put him update a few times, we are a training facility in the state of Ohio for motorcycles. You know, we're working in collaboration with the Stark County Sheriff's Office to bring that to Marlington. So basically there's a grant that helps fund that. So what Mr. Jones needs to do is open up an area for those dollars to come into so we can pay out like the trainers that come and anybody that helps set the courses up, that type of thing.
So the question should be, is it going to cost us money? The answer is no, it better not. We've been told the whole time it won't. So it is a grant where we will make expenditures on behalf of the program. We will then file for reimbursement, much like we do with our state grants that federal grants that pass through the state. It'll be a similar process. But this is the fund that it needs to go in to be tracked. And then the Permanent Improvement Fund, that is to track the high school air conditioning and window project. It seems to be kind of the trend. That's what's been done here, is establish a cost center. That's the second four-digit number to track these. And it makes it much easier on a treasurer to be able to track expenditures and receipts to a particular fund. So that's why we're setting that up.
Will that be run entirely through the Permanent Improvement Fund then, and you'll track it?
Yeah, it's going to be tracked all through the Permanent Improvement. Yep, all the expenses for that project go out of the Permanent Improvement, yes. And that's why when we're going to get to the transfer, it's going to go to that fund of money from the general fund.
I move this. We didn't move it.
No.
Oh, second.
My bad. Thank
you.
Sorry.
Okay. So it was Mr. Hipley
second. Second.
Correct.
Carolyn Gaybrick.
Yes.
Thomas Hipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphreys.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes.
10, recommend the motion to approve the following fund-to-fund transfer from the general fund, which is a 001 fund, to the fund listed below, and that's 003-9336, the high school air conditioning window project fund, in the amount of $1 million.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
The general fund, I thought we moved already to move that to permanent improvement.
Yeah, so it's going to go fund-to-fund transfer from the general fund to the Permanent Improvement Fund.
Good. So that wasn't covered in the previous one that you set up with appropriations?
Wasn't covered where? Which motion? I'm not sure.
Where we did the
number 9.
Number 9?
The previous one.
Or not 9.
Number 5.
Yeah, the appropriations. When you did the appropriation revisions, that didn't move it over there.
Well, I mean, I'm showing it in both places, Carolyn, just because that's what we tend to do here. I mean, some, you know, we do those. I think it's worth to show it in the appropriations where all the funds are listed, just
okay.
So you get that visual.
Okay, so it's just
and then also, yeah, this is probably overkill, to be honest with you, because that would probably be enough, but I'm just being thorough. So
okay.
When an auditor looks at it, it's very easy for them to pick up what's going on.
Okay.
That's the idea.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Thomas Hipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphreys.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes.
Okay,
personal agenda.
Hang on. Here we go. I'd recommend a motion.
Hold on. We do want to pull out.
You want to
do
that
first?
That?
Pull that
yeah,
first?
I would pull that
yeah,
out of
it.
It's easier that way.
Good. So let's do that. So let's go to page 12.
Top page.
Page 11 and 12 under track. Okay.
Well, you're gonna have to pull out
the whole.
You have to pull out all those E supplemental employment 1920, because that's where she's
pull out that part. Okay.
That entire thing, yes.
And then you're gonna abstain for that reason, correct? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with that. So I'm gonna start with letter E. Okay. I'm on page 10. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm recommending a motion to hire the following for the 2019-20 supplemental employment pending verification of satisfactory credentials, VSAT, and FBI checks as presented.
Also moved.
Second.
Discussion. I'll be abstaining because my daughter-in-law's on the list. Call roll.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Thomas Hipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphreys.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes.
You abstain. We just did all that work for
get the hair.
He was 10.
Yeah,
I got it. I know. You're
abstaining.
You're in the rear.
That's
right. All right, so we'll go back to page 7, right? Pick it up from the front here. So I'm recommending a motion to amend the contract previously given to John Yanni Spondio to reflect the change from assistant high school principal to the high school principal with a contract period August 1 of 19 to July 31 of 22. And recommend a motion to approve the following administrative contract, Mr. Mike Farrell, as a new high school assistant principal from 19 to 22. Both those men are in the room. Just want to acknowledge them. A lot of people ask me, how come we didn't open up this job and interview people? There wasn't a need. The two best people were already in the building. So congratulations, man. I'd like to recommend a motion to accept the retirement of Mr. Rob Rhodes, high school intervention specialist, effective June 30 of 19, and recommend a motion to accept the resignation of Michael Rebold as high school oil and gas teacher, effective immediately.
Recommend a motion to hire Eric Tanner as the high school horticulture teacher pending verification of satisfactory credentials with BSA and FBI checks as required. Recommend a motion to hire Stephanie Carson as our intervention specialist pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI, and FBI checks as required. And recommend a motion to hire Chelsea Herrick as the new oil and gas teacher pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI, and FBI checks as required. So I'm on letter C. Recommend a motion to accept the resignation of Goldie Mace as our high school sweeper effective June 6th of 19. I'd like to recommend a motion to approve the recall of the following to fill the district openings for the 19-20 school year for the superintendent's assignment pending BCI and FBI approval. Those individuals as presented. And I will add, by bringing these folks back through this whole consolidation, we are losing no employees based on this consolidation. And that is due to resignations, retirements, you know, folks moving on. You know, 4 or 5 months ago, I never really thought I could do that. So we have eliminated positions, but not people, which is really a good place to be. I'd recommend a motion to hire Stephanie Tortola as a cook effective 8/28/19, pending verification of satisfactory credentials with BSA and FBI checks as required. And recommend a motion to add Ryan Hartshorn to the 18/19 classified sublist, pending verification of satisfactory credentials with BSA and FBI checks as required. So summer employment, recommend a motion to hire the following for summer employment, pending their verification of satisfactory credentials with BSA and FBI checks as required, all those folks as presented. And recommend a motion to hire the following for our summer school 2019, pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BSA and FBI checks as required, those folks as presented. Recommend a motion to hire the following for our migrant program, pending their verification of satisfactory credentials, BSA and FBI checks as required, those folks as presented. And I think that is everything since we've done letter E, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So moved.
Tom.
Mr. Heffley with a first.
Second.
Ms. Humphries. Second. Any discussion?
On the summer employment, does that fill all our positions for summer, or are you done hiring in the summer employment?
As of right now, I think we're done hiring. Yeah, those are all the needs that have been identified. Yeah. Any more discussion? Just a commendation on that, the whole hiring and transferring folks around. I appreciate the effort, because that was a big concern with a lot of folks not losing jobs, and we were able to do that. I think it was great. Appreciate all the, I know it was a lot of work, moving people around, people were shifting around the district.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Any more discussion? Call roll.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Thomas Hipley.
Yes.
Matt Humphries.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes. Announcements? Okay. Well, there's a misprint there. It's not June 20th for the alumni golf outing. That's July 20th. Yeah, I apologize for that.
Was that your routine?
I think it's the 19th.
Was that Friday? I bet you maybe we looked at the wrong day. So let's go with July 19th.
Yeah.
Okay. I have that on my calendar, so any fellow golfers in the room, you're more than welcome to attend. I won't talk about my team, but we're probably going to win.
Well, they give out trophies, I think, at that alumni golfing. They do give out trophies. I might have one.
And that
one.
Is the day after our board meeting, so that would concur. It is the 19th, Friday the 19th. We got our next board meeting Thursday, July 18th. Next on the docket.
Any need for executive session?
No, sir. Okay.
Just a question. On the July 18th, that's going to give us enough time to get the second resolution for the...
Yeah, that's enough time for me to get to the auditor and them to get back to me.
And you'll get it back, you think, before then?
That better. I'll press them and tell them it's not an option.
Okay.
Sometimes they get busy in the turn of the year. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then that's plenty of time for me to go to Board of Elections and file it.
Okay. Entertain a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Thomas Hipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphries.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes. We got 7:39. Okay, thanks, folks, for attending tonight's meeting.
My battery done.
See you next month.